In his new film Carol, Todd Haynes reconstructs Douglas Sirk's All That Heaven Allows, a sumptuous 1956 melodrama. In Sirk's film, a widow, Carrie, falls in love with her younger gardener, Ron. The denizens of her gossipy New England town force her to break up with him, deeming the class and age differences scandalous. Alone and abandoned by her adult children, Carrie shops for a Christmas tree. She runs into Ron, and they share bittersweet small talk. Haynes reworks Sirk's scene, placing it much earlier in his film. As they're first falling in love, Carol, Cate Blanchett, drives Therese, Rooney Mara, to her home in the country. They stop at a Christmas tree stand. Carol exits to purchase a tree for her family, while Therese remains in the car. Therese takes out her camera and snaps a shot of Carol with the tree. While simultaneously taking on the function of Ron as Carol's young lover, Therese also adopts the stance of Sirk himself. This introduction of the artist into the diegesis allows Haynes' film to chart a different course. All That Heaven Allows ends with love in stasis. Within the too-late logic of the melodrama, just as Carrie decides to damn social conventions and return to Ron, he slips off of a snowy cliff. Sirk's film ends with Ron convalescing in bed, with Carrie dutifully sitting vigil by his side. Whether they'll be happy again, and how they'll deal with the brutal social regime that surrounds them, are dogging questions that the film leaves unanswered as it ends in limbo. Haynes leaves no such ambiguity about the power of love. Carol initially gives up her relationship with Therese in a futile effort to keep her husband from taking her daughter away from her. However, Carol eventually realizes the futility of sacrificing happiness for social convention. In her lawyer's office, Carol abandons her custody bid, channeling the famous ending of Henrik Ibsen's A Dollhouse. Carol observes, "What use am I to her if I'm living against my own grain?" Unlike Ron and Carrie, Carol and Therese are not too late to find happiness and stability, despite their shared 1950s milieu. It is art that engineers this difference. Therese captures Carol's image lovingly at the Christmas tree stand. What Ron and Carrie were not able to do, and Sirk was unwilling to do, the artist Therese, in control of her own story, can. When Carol writes Therese a letter apologizing for her retreat into conventionality, Therese takes action and returns to her beloved. No icy cliffs or German filmmakers can delay this journey into adult happiness. The function of the filmmaker in Carol is gloriously different than in Sirk's film. Haynes inserts himself into his film not as omnipotent God controlling characters, but instead as helpmate. Danny woos Therese briefly at the beginning of the film. When he learns she's a photographer, he helps her get a job at his workplace, the New York Times. This is the productive Bildungsroman structure of Carol. At the beginning, Therese is trapped at the department store not by the toys that activate her imagination as she sells them, but instead by dour 1950s conformity. When Carol asks her to show her the trains, Therese responds that she cannot leave her station. "I'm sort of stuck behind this counter." Haynes as Danny's intervention allows Therese to grow beyond her infantilized role at the department store, forced to wear a silly Santa hat while selling toys. He initially takes an interest in Therese for romantic reasons. Danny tries to kiss her early in the film, only to be rebuffed. However, this rejection does not keep him from continuing to offer her a job at the newspaper, an opportunity she finally accepts. Danny might be the most interesting character in the film because he's Haynes' surrogate. We first meet him in the projection booth at a movie theater where Therese and her friends are watching 1950s Sunset Boulevard, a modernist film, pessimistic about love. Danny's taking notes. "I'm tracking the correlation between what the characters say and what they feel," gleefully embracing the critic's role. Haynes' film focuses our ability, critics, filmmakers, and spectators alike, to celebrate the human ability to overcome social repression and find the relationships that make the world bearable. In Carol, Haynes has produced a masterpiece of the melodramatic imagination. We have not seen its like in Hollywood since Douglas Sirk returned to Germany in 1959.